They're not creative. They can't meet new ideas. But I've got something new. A weapon to attack the brain of Humanoid Central. Now that they're here, there's little time left. Either we destroy them, or they will destroy us. They're rather unpleasant methods of dealing with our enemies. They can change you, you know.
The phonograph finished the poem. The empty chairs faced each other between the silent walls. The house began to die. The bared skeleton began to cringe in the heat. The wires revealed as if a surgeon had torn the skin off. Voices screamed in every room. Then, there was silence. The film spools were burned out, the wires withered, and the circuits cracked.
Not one would mind, neither bird nor tree, if mankind perished utterly. And spring herself, when she woke at dawn, would scarcely know that we were gone, that we were gone, that we were gone, that we were gone.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. That's the letter U and the numeral 2. The four-man band features Adam Clayton on bass, Larry Mullen on drums, Dave Evans, nicknamed The Edge, on... This is bullshit. Nobody cares. These guys are from England, and who gives a shit?
Oh, yeah.
Just a lot of wasted names that don't mean diddly shit.
For sure. You don't know where you're
This is bullshit. This is bullshit.
Sounds like it's portable,
Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit?
Yeah, it is quality.
Diddly shit. Diddly shit. Diddly yeah. shit. Diddly
it's
shit.
Right.
Nobody cares.
It's getting stronger all the time here.
Snuggles.
Yeah.
Snuggles.
Oh, yeah.
Snuggles.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He was a little dog named Snuggles. This is American Top 40. This is American Top 40. This is bullshit.
This is bullshit.
Numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions, and then you got to go into somebody dying. God damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Why are we doing these instrumentals? Do we got them?
If I don't understand it, this is all for nothing new. If I don't understand it, this is all for nothing new. If I don't understand it, I think that people would read more into the music than is really there. Will somebody find out the goddamn answer in the fifth? They think that it is vulgar and despicable to have songs like Teach Me Tonight, Let's Do It by Coldwater, all of you by Coldwater, those that considered euphemism for something dirty. Who gives a shit? Some vulgar, dirty act. Diddly shit. The Kingston Trio thing, a song that used the word damn, was banned on the radio. God damn it. In the 60s, there was a song called Louie Louie. God damn it. Upside back. God damn. Every way they could play it, looking for the dirty message. I never found the dirty message. The FCC was brought in.
Oh, fuck.
In the 70s, people went through the same experience, looking for the dirtiness of a song. I don't think that the satanic message is there. Goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. It's a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up-tempo, and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying.
That guy gets the fuck with so much shit. Who knows?
What is this fucking ponderous, man? Ponderous, fucking ponderous. This is American Top 40, right here on the radio station you grew up with. Music Radio 138. Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck you, Liz. Oh, fuck you, too, Richard. Oh, fuck you, Liz. Fuck you, too, Richard. And I love you, wouldn't you? Oh, I'm such a nice kid, though.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. You're listening to Smashed Blocked out of local 107.3 FM CFMH in the port city of New Brunswick. Port city of St. John, New Brunswick, pardon me. We're all one big company town here, aren't we? There's an election going on right now, for goodness sake. Yeah, that's right. Lots of folks are in bed with lots of folks. So you should vote on Monday if you're tuned in here in St. John or anywhere in New Brunswick. I really hope you vote. I have to say I've rarely been more uninterested in the landscape of selections that I have in this particular election. And again, there's a lot of very frustrating and heated topics going on in the province right now, from lots of overlooked things like abortion access and Crown Forests being cut to huge and forced conversations coming at us from the Allward government's platform, urging us to say yes to shale gas. I gotta say, one of the most impressive things, I'm not trying to like wave a flag or celebrate anyone that much, but the fact that one of Nova Scotia's primary reasons for continuing their moratorium on shale gas exploration being just that no clear direction from the people. Imagine that, an elected government taking direction from their constituents. That shouldn't be an impressive thing, but it is. It's a deeply impressive thing to me. So anyways, so I hope you guys go out and vote on Monday, September 22nd, and understand that this is elections are desperately important things. They're not something to be sat on the sidelines of. And even if you have to make somewhat of a semi-informed, careful consideration, like, you really should consider doing that. Don't just stay home on Monday night or day or any time on Monday. Anyways, started the show out with a few hit songs, going out to more, you know, in honor of folks being in bed with one another, going out to Apple and U2, the great, two great corporations of the people. We started out with Negative Land's U2 send up from their 1991 U2 EP. We had I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. We continued on with Comets on Fire with some more noise, but in a more rock and roll vein, with a number called Death Squad, an unreleased song from the Blue Cathedral recording sessions that showed up eventually on their Avatar record as Dogwood Rust, but that was the Death Squad initial incarnation of that song. Got us a noise show at Callahan's Pub this Wednesday, featuring Winter Coats, Plaster Lungs for some hardcore, and also playing at that. We're going to hear all those bands in the next set or two, and coming up right now is Taste of Piss, who are also playing that show from their 2012 record Put Your Hands in Me. This is Britches Ain't Shirt on Locals, 107.3 FM. Thank you. That was a couple cuts from Winter Coats, Why So Monumental LP. Winter Coats are playing at Callahan's Pub this September 24th, alongside Taste of Piss and Plaster Lungs, who were also did hear and will be hearing on the show. Anyways, before we get to that, yeah, like I say, that was Reconquista from Winter Coats, preceded by Not For Us To Say and Grease Fire, also both by Winter Coats. And we started the set out with two cuts from The Taste of Piss, I'm Going to Love You For the Rest of My Knife, and Britches Ain't Shirt from their 2012 record Put Your Hands in Me. And I got some hardcore coming up next from a local band called Plaster Lungs. They recently released a new record that you were to heard debuted on this show a few weeks ago, the night before it was available online. Split with Contention and Plaster Lungs. And we listened to both of the tracks from that record at that time. So we're going to hear a couple of tunes from their 2013 EP called I Am the Worst of These, featuring some cool folks in the mix, such as Gavin Downs of Little You, Little Me, Howl Fame. We got some Bad People in there, which of course would be Mr. Cole Savoy, and recorded by Corey Bonnevie. Also of Little You, Little Me. And those guys, Little You, Little Me, actually, I should have thought to do this before. They're playing Pop Montreal this week, if you're in the Pop Montreal area. Hope you keep your eyes peeled for Little You, Little Me at a bar or pub or music hall or living room near you, because I know those guys are going to be trolling around and looking for a good time all week. Yes, that's right, ladies and gents. And I'd like to update you a little more, too, coming up with the Rebellious Jukebox series at Callahan's Pub, brought to you by this station and Third Space Gallery. We're going to be announcing the final leg of shows. Whoops, what did I say? Final leg of shows? What? Coming up in October, and there's going to be all sorts of cool music coming at you throughout the entire month of October. John McKeel, Construction Destruction, Clark Wainworm, Naysayers, Boyhood, as well as lots of locals from hopefully Little You, Little Me, and many, many more, including Bad People, David R. Elliott, and more fun folks such as those. Anyways, I'm going to get down with some music here now, so without further ado, don't forget Plaster Lungs are playing Callahan's Pub this Wednesday, and you can catch them with Winter Coats and Taste of Piss. I Am the Worst of These is the name of this record, and the first song you're hearing off of it right now is I Hate the Smell of Rain. You're listening to Smash Blocked on Local 107.3 CFMH.
My eyes are dying. Constitution. 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 Constit Understand it, fighting a war, you can't win.